Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. For many growers, one of the biggest questions heading into planting season isn't just about weather and markets, it's also about rising costs of inputs. Fertilizer prices are still historically high, and new global uncertainty is raising more questions about where input costs could go next. The Missouri Corn Growers Association recently joined a coalition of corn growers across the country who are raising concerns about the lack of competition and transparency in the fertilizer marketplace. Joining us today to talk about that is Missouri Corn Board Member Ryan Meyerkorth, a corn farmer from Rockport, Missouri. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. And let's start with the view from the farm. As you're looking at your crop budget this year, let's just get the basics out. How much of a factor is that fertilizer?
Hey, thanks, David. Yes, fertilizer is a main concern for farmers. It's second behind only real estate. So it's definitely a big part of our budget. It's 25% of the budget.
And as you deal with these higher fertilizer prices and have dealt, what kind of conversations do you hear in the coffee shop?
Yeah, it's tough right now. There's a lot of frustration going on. This is kind of a shadow year from last year. So last year was one of the highest years we've had for inputs ever. And this year is falling in the same category. So the ice is getting very thin right now. So there's a lot of frustration and a lot of farmers are preparing the year starting in the red.
Another aspect about this is folks are tending to purchase this type of input price well ahead of the crop season as well. So it's really difficult to plan it out when you can't really know what the price is going to be for next year.
Correct. So like, for example, last year we had over a 10% increase from the previous year. So when you see those high sticker prices on fertilizer, you need the fertilizer to produce a crop. Sometimes the natural tendency is just to wait, hold out, and wait for a better price. That didn't come, and it's just continued to happen. So we've seen another 10% increase from the year before. So the last 3 years, we've had over a 20% increase in fertilizer. So it's very worrisome.
Now, Missouri Corn and other groups have supported a coalition letter on fertilizer competition. Tell me about why that was brought about and the goal of it.
Yeah, so the coalition was basically to get a voice from the farm gate to say, hey, these problems are happening and it's very serious, because as you know, the farmers need to have a unified voice in order to get some of these problems addressed. And right now, there's not much competition in fertilizer. And also, we're in a global market for our supply, not only our grain sales, but also in our fertilizer we purchase from other places in the world. We can produce some things here domestically, but we need those imports to have fair prices and also have the supply we need to have a good market that's within our budget.
Alongside that, we have the global issue going on of uncertainty, especially in the Middle East. Why is that something folks are watching here in the Midwest?
Well, there's a lot of things at play there. So like I said, our grain exports, you know, the people buying our products, and then also the products we're buying from others, is being directly affected by what's going on overseas.
The Missouri Corn Growers are working with the National Corn Growers Association. National Corn Growers Association pointed out the U.S. depends on imported fertilizer. So why is it important to continue to keep those supply channels open alongside of these growing tensions?
Yeah, it's about having a good market that's stable and it's fair priced. So in order to have that, we got to have a lot of supply. So domestically, we can have supply, but we also need to bring imports in to add to that supply to bring the cost down. And also just it brings in competition in the market. So that's why it's important.
As I just mentioned, Missouri Corn is working on this issue with national partners. So let's bring it down to you, your voice, and the voice of folks in Missouri. Why is that important to continue to talk about as a unified whole on this fertilizer competition specifically?
Well, the fertilizer piece is so critical. Like I said, it's the number two portion following land in our budgets. And so without fertilizer, we're talking about a major shift in production. So in order to have the yields we need to have to make profits, we have to have fertilizer. And so that doesn't just affect me. It affects all Missouri farmers and all farmers across the Midwest. In order to have a good crop, to have a good food supply at a good price, we have to have fertilizer at a good price. So that's just It's one of those main ingredients that's very worrisome to me that if we don't get this corrected, we start the year in the red. So we have to have better prices.
Now, planting season is just around the corner. For some, it's actually right here already. What are you focused on right now on your farm?
Well, right now on the farm, we're getting equipment ready and we're also moving grain, but we're also preparing for the year 26. So we're focused on the news daily as far as what's happened with the markets, with the war that's going on. But we're also monitoring the weather. We're a little bit of a dry spell right now, so we need to have adequate moisture. We need to have good commodity prices. So there's a lot of things on the plate right now on the farm.
Despite a lot of those challenges that we spoke of in this conversation, and obviously planting rolling in, there is a sense of optimism during this time of year. So what's your perspective on that? Why do you try to keep that positive outlook?
Well, it's one of the things we have to do. We can't sit on our hands and just hope for a paycheck. We actually have to go farm the land and till the soil and produce a crop. So we have to get our minds geared around yield. So we have to be ready to go, be efficient, and start another year. So it's one of those things. There's so many things out of our control in farming that we need to make sure we do the things that we are in control of right. So that's kind of what gives us optimism to go out and get those yields that we strive after and just hope that the weather comes around and the markets come around and till we can make a profit and feed the world.
Is there a message you'd like to share with other Missouri corn growers about making sure they stay engaged on issues like fertilizer?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of those things where it feels like sometimes in agriculture, all the negativity is what gets the attention. But one of the reasons I'm active on the corn board is because we need to have a voice to legislators and the people know what's actually going on at the farm and that we can make changes that have a ripple effect for years to come. I do feel like agriculture, I feel like we're kind of on a ledge right now or a turning point to where margins have been so thin for several years that the decisions we make today and there can be some long-term consequences. Hopefully they'll be positive. We can get things going the right way, but there's definitely, I feel like a turning point right now of what we're seeing. But that's why I encourage all those guys that have the opportunity to voice their concerns of what's going on the farm with their representatives, whoever they have, just voice their concerns and we can have a unified voice of what's actually the main problems we can start working on.
Ryan, is there anything you'd like to add to this conversation that we didn't touch on?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that we talked about fertilizers in general earlier. We were talking about a lot of the dry fertilizers, but also I want to bring the attention to nitrogen fertilizer, which is something that we have to have for our corn crop. It's very high priced right now, and I don't know with the tensions that are going on over east if it's going to get worse. So there's a lot of talk of maybe change of production of maybe going to soybeans or cutting some things. But once we start cutting inputs, we know that we can cut yield. So it's a very stressful time right now.
With the Missouri Corn Board member Ryan Meyercorth joins us. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective and taking a few minutes during what we know is a really busy time of the year.
Yes, thank you very much for having me, David. I hope we can make some headways into this problem we have on the farm.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. To learn more about the work being done on behalf of Missouri corn farmers, visit mocorn.org. That's mocorn.org. I'm David Geiger. Thanks for listening, and best of luck this planting season.